أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to save ourselves and our families from the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala called upon the disbelievers that on the day of Qiyamah make no excuses. In this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a repentance which is nasuh. What is the meaning of tawbah? Tawbah actually means to return from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, seeking the forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, pledging to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that one will not return to that sin, and at the same time having regret and remorse. The word nasuh, one meaning of it is sincerity. So sincere tawbah will mean that a person is free from any form of, or his tawbah is free from any form of hypocrisy, any form of mockery, any form of false pretense, but with his heart he turns towards Allah, with his tongue he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is another meaning of this word, and that is when a cloth is torn, then that cloth is stitched together. So here, like how we say in English, we have broken the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing sin, by disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we have to mend that relationship. So we mend that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the first thing is we seek forgiveness from Allah. It stands to reason two human beings have some form of fallout. There is some quarrel, argument between them, dissension between them. So the first thing that is expected is to say sorry, to seek forgiveness from the other party. So like this, we want to mend the relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence, what we have to do is seek forgiveness from Allah. That is the first step in walking towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was asked about Tawbatan Nasuha, what is Tawbatan Nasuha, he gave a very beautiful illustration of it. He said that when an animal has been milked, a cow for example, milk has been drawn out of the udder of the cow. Now, how impossible it is for that milk to go back into the udder. To reverse that whole operation is not an easy task. Like that, when a person had committed guna, he committed sin, now he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the tawbah will effectively mean that one does not go back to the sin, but one remains resolved to be fully obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When this tawbah is made, what is the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, Asa rabbukum أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, that perhaps your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will remove from you your sin, your evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will obliterate it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive it. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word asa, the meaning of which is perhaps, because it is not much dependent on our deeds, or our tawbah, or our ibadat, or anything else. But all this is dependent, the acceptance is dependent on the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows mercy, and when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows mercy, Allah Rabbul Izzat will forgive even entry into Jannat that is dependent on the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Like our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Sahaba, so they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, even you? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded in the affirmative. After Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives the sin, وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will admit you in gardens under which rivers flow. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in a very unique way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala describes the day of Qiyamah, what kind of day, what type of day it will be. Allah says on that day, La yukhzi Allahu an-nabi, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will not disgrace the Nabi. Walladhina amanu ma'a, and those who have brought iman with the Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now who brought iman with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who was there in the state of iman in the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One answer, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will not disgrace them on the day of Qiyamah, that stands to reason that in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had had iman. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, they continued firmly on the iman. They left this world in a state of iman, and on the day of Qiyamah, they will be honored in the courts of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So there is no issue of any kufr of any one of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim wa bi aymanihim. The nur will move, will run ahead of them, wa bi aymanihim, and on the right hand side. We discussed this in Surah Al-Hadid, that here the nur refers to the nur of iman. It refers to the nur of a'mal, the nur of good deeds of a person. Yaqulun, and they will be saying, supplicating to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Rabbana atmim lana nurana, O our Rabb, complete for us our nur, waghfir lana, and O Allah, forgive us. In other words, the completion of the nur, there will be the light that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant, that will cause a person to traverse, to travel, to cross over the pul sirat, and together with that, the seeking of forgiveness, because that is only in the hands of Allah, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, and certainly Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has power over all things. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has commanded us to make tawbah, and such a tawbah that is nasuh, that is sincere, in a manner that we will mend our ways with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and we will be able to attach ourselves and link ourselves once again to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.